General Introduction. When Harry Emerson Fosdick preached his sermon, "Shall the Fundamentalists Win?" in 1922, it resounded like a thunderclap through the Presbyterian Church in the USA, PCUSA. In this sermon, Fosdick, a Baptist pastor filling the pulpit of First Presbyterian Church in New York City, laid bare the modernist objections to traditional Christianity. He spoke of the fantastic scientific discoveries of the preceding decades and of multitudes of reverent Christians who have been unable to keep this new knowledge in one compartment of their minds and the Christian faith in another. The fundamentalists, he argued, were striving to mark out strict boundaries of what could be taught in the church, and in so doing were alienating other Christians and quarreling over little matters when the world is dying of great needs. Fosdick argued that modern men cannot accept the traditional view of matters such as the virgin birth of Christ, the inspiration of the Bible, and the second coming of Christ. Rather than driving men out who could not embrace the church's traditional understanding of these doctrines, the church should understand the time-bound character of Christianity as it has been received, and should embrace the doctrines underlying spiritual messages rather than the doctrines in and of themselves. Fosdick did not create the controversy, but he brought to it a new clarity and urgency that demanded a response. The book, Christianity and Liberalism, was J. Gresham Machen's answer to Fosdick's challenge. Machen, born 1881, died 1937, was well equipped for the task. He was raised an Orthodox Presbyterian by his devout mother in Maryland, and he also received significant exposure to theological liberalism. In 1905 to 1906, he studied in Germany under Wilhelm Hermann, one of the leading exponents of liberalism. While he was impressed with Hermann's piety, Machen was repulsed by the ease with which he and his colleagues could discard traditional Christian understandings. Machen returned to the United States in 1906 with a strong commitment to a robust intellectual defense of the Orthodox faith. Upon his return, Machen took a post teaching New Testament at Princeton Theological Seminary, where he had studied just a few years earlier. He soon made a name for himself as a first-rate scholar and a committed Presbyterian churchman. This reputation lent weight to his critique of the liberal project. Christianity and Liberalism commenced with an address to the Chester Presbytery Elders Association on November 3, 1921. By the summer of 1922, Machen devoted much of his energy to completing the book and submitted the manuscript to the publisher in November 1922. The book's first publisher, Macmillan, expedited its production so that the book was published by February 1923. Christianity and Liberalism took on the sentimental, pietistic religion of the Victorian age and stripped away its pretense of faithfulness. While men such as Fosdick saw themselves as excavating the essence of Christianity from the unhelpful and unnecessary accretions of human tradition, Machen laid out, clearly, exhaustively, and yet winsomely, how liberalism was in fact a different faith altogether from Orthodox Christianity. In exposing this contrast, Machen necessarily took a side in what is now known as the fundamentalist-modernist controversy. The term fundamentalist originated in 1910 from two separate streams. The first was a doctrinal deliverance of the General Assembly of the PCUSA that defined five doctrines as necessary and essential. The three that Fosdick named in his sermon, along with the penal substitutionary atonement of Christ and the historical reality of miracles. These doctrines became known as the Five Fundamentals. The second stream was a pamphlet series called The Fundamentals, which defended historic Protestant belief from liberal critiques, but also took on targets including socialism, evolution, and cults.